This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I think the thing we have to consider is what is being back on track look like, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, no doubt, as you heard from in the last hour, Dr. Samuel Gregg, as this slow creep of socialism has entered into our country, this is not our father's America by no means. It is changing its face. Marco Rubio talked about the 21st century America that we are embarking on, and I think we need to cause pause here and reconnoiter and reevaluate where America has been and where we are going. The trajectory is a bit scary, to say the least, no doubt about it. Again, as stipulated by Dr. Gregg, as we continue to feed those things that are not to the advantage of the American way of life, as the way many of us traditionalists would consider, is it any wonder that we continue to progressively move in a direction that is antithetical to what our founding fathers had in mind? This is some of the rub that we have right now, and we'll continue to discuss this topic as we formulate where it is that America should be going. And, you know, how much of Bernie Sanders can we afford? And, you know, and how much, you know, how much freedom are we willing to give up? But it seems like every day more and more are, you know, being let go. And it's a bit disturbing, especially in light of today being Memorial Day, where we pause to consider all those that laid their lives on the line, paid the ultimate sacrifice for the you know, for the freedoms we enjoy. And it's not only them, but it's the families. You can't help but think about the families on this Memorial Day 2016. Well, in our travels here recently, going, you know, from Florida to through LAX and through Hawaii, of course, we heard all the nightmares about the TSA. And I can tell you that for the most part went fairly well. But yet in some areas of the country, whether it's Chicago, parts of Los Angeles, New York, and some important hubs there, it has been a nightmare. Extended lines, and everybody is pointing fingers at the TSA. On Face the Nation over the weekend, John Dickerson was talking with the Republican senator from Wisconsin, Ron Johnson, about the TSA. And here's what Ron Johnson had to say about the source problem.
What's your take on the TSA? They've had troubles. You mentioned the VA. The TSA has had its own problems. What's the what's going on there, and can it be fixed?
Well, it's also bureaucracy. I don't envy Admiral Neffinger's task of trying to figure out how you keep this nation safe. The root cause, of course, is Islamic terrorists. You know, look at the cost. The TSA has cost America about $100 billion since its inception because of Islamic terrorists. So I would go to the root cause. Let's defeat ISIS. Let's defeat Islamic terror wherever it resides. And what we do need to do is just be a lot smarter in terms of how we do airport security. Layered defenses. We need to beef up the number of canine units we use. No technology can beat the benefits of the nose of a dog. So there are things we can do. I think TSA is appropriately redeploying assets to really address the surge of some of these large airports. We're going to have Admiral Neffinger in our committee hearing on June 7th, and we're going to really take a look at what he's done in his first 11 months in terms of analyzing what's wrong with TSA and what we need to do to fix it.
All right, Senator Ron Johnson, thank you so much for being with us.
Scott, I got to tell you, Dick Armey, I had this to say about the government. Anytime it puts its fingerprint on anything, it's like, where can you walk away and say, hey, we've had a great success here? I mean, we're just following a very successful pattern. You know, the pattern we seem to follow is we get in trouble and we go to the People's Treasury. We hack out, you know, I mean, can you imagine? I mean, who would have thought that we'd have spent $100 billion, and this is the kind of program we have where 98% failure rate occurs, and somehow that's acceptable.
And then they say they need more money.
Well, of course.
We need more time.
I mean, that, because that's the pattern. That's the way, you know, we've been so, used to this, that they come in, they take over, they do a lousy job, and just say, hey, we could have done a better job if you gave us more money. Only in America, only in our bureaucracy. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We're coming on 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop here. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. Get all the information and how you can connect with over 280 markets across the country. We're on your smartphone, TuneIn Radio. The list goes on and on. Shortwave around the world via our affiliate out of Nashville, Tennessee. Thank you so much for joining us. And don't forget to send me an email if you want to be in the running for those free Young Messiah DVD Blu-ray discs that we're giving away. All you got to do is say, hey, Martinez, put me in the hopper. I want to be in the running for that free DVD. By all means, send it to me, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Make sure you include your address because we're going to be very optimistic. And I need your address so I can send you the DVD, okay? All right, it works just like that. It is Memorial Day 2016, a day that we honor our fallen. And as you've heard me say on the show, I am challenged by the salutation of Happy Memorial Day. Maybe our next guest can help us out here a little bit. He is the co-author of the book Veterans Voices, Remarkable Stories of Heroism, Sacrifice, and Honor. He co-wrote the book with Andrew Wakeford, a British native who was a freelance advertising photographer for well-known global companies for most of his adult life. Robert Miller is a successful author and photojournalist. He's been a professional photographer for 36 years and is the recipient of several international awards. Robert Miller, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm great. It's Memorial Day. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, great to have you here to bring focus to the veterans' voices, the stories that you have to share in your new book, Remarkable Stories of Heroism, Sacrifice, and Honor. You know, Robert, being a former Marine and in the service of this country during the Vietnam era, I was very fortunate and blessed because of my broadcasting career. I ended up doing Good Morning Camp Pendleton during my time of service, but my heart goes out to these families who today honor Memorial Day, who have an empty chair, you know, at every dinner, and this happens 365 days a year, not just today, but those of us who survive. I just believe that we owe them such a debt that I don't even know that we could even begin to pay back, but we owe them such a debt of gratitude and respect and honor for what they gave for our behalf.
Yes, and I agree 100%. And first off, thank you very much, Bill, for your service to our country. Every veteran needs to be recognized. Every veteran that serves for us is special in every way. And every one of them, whether you're stateside or you're abroad, suffers in a unique way of either mental anguish from somebody they know who's been who has died or has lost their life, or actually in a war campaign who experiences it firsthand and maybe survives if they're lucky. It's an honor that needs to be bestowed on every veteran in the United States, and we need to do much more for them because we're taking it for granted, I think.
Well, it's such a minority that are involved in service to our country. I mean, we're talking probably less than 3%. Gosh, I remember, Robert, you know, I'd be at a church service and they would honor on Veterans Day or any other day, 4th of July, any national day that would give honor, you know, to our vets. And, you know, they would ask the people who had served to stand up. And the diminishing numbers, not only because we're losing our World War II vets every day, but diminishing numbers just see that, wow, how few people are involved in the support and defense of our country, you know, just kind of, you know, caught me. And then, you know, realizing it's such a small number. And I think that's why it's hard for the other 97%+ people to understand why vets have such a passion and such a loyalty to things like the flag and things that are American. And when they hear, you know, why America, you know, from some corners of this country, why America should apologize and that sort of thing, they go, wow, you know, we just came back from, you know, some of these countries, put our lives on the line, and now we should apologize for, you know, liberating people. And their perspective is in direct contrast with some of the political voices.
Yeah, exactly. It's right now, you know, there's not a lot. There is war going on in the world, but it isn't a concentrated, which means there's not a ton of United States veterans or military deploying in mass amounts. You know, we're keeping it somewhat under control. And you're right. It's all about just recognizing these people and understanding that they are definitely putting something on the line, their lives in most cases, and they're taking a risk just to keep us free. If they didn't do this, if nobody did this, then our country, especially from World War II, would be a totally different country than it is today if we didn't have the rally and the support and the patriotism to keep freedom and to get freedom for other parts.
Well, Robert, let me ask you a very obvious question. You know, why you and Andrew decided to, you know, write this book, put veterans' voices together?
Yeah, that's a good question. Actually, it all started about 9.5 years ago. It probably started when I was a child, though. My dad was a prisoner of war in Nazi Germany. And when I grew up, I was born and raised in Dearborn, Michigan, and I knew that my dad was different, because I've seen him operate in everyday life different. Fireworks, he wouldn't have anything to do with. He never took me to a baseball game. And I found out at an early age that he was a POW. And I remember I was asking my mom, why? Why? What's the matter with Dad? And what is a POW? And I remember her bending down and putting her arms on my shoulder and looking in the eye, because I was probably 8. And she said, your dad has done an amazing service to our country, but he has a huge sacrifice that he had to do, and he has a really hard time talking about it, and it's best that you don't talk to him about that. And that immediately cinched the deal in my head. So fast forward, as I grow up and I'm married and I have 4 kids, my dad suddenly passes at the age of 72, just suddenly. Right. And 3 weeks later, we're, you know, cleaning out his bureau and his dresser, and my mom forgot totally, and I never knew about a prisoner of war diary. And it was a YMCA journal that was chock full of his drawings, foodstuff labels, things like that, and the most horrific account of what happened to him in prison camp and how he was captured. And what happened was I couldn't do anything about that. I started reading. I cried, literally. I put it on the shelf for almost 13 years, and then one day I decided to write a book. And unfortunately, I interviewed my mom most of the time, was able to get a complete story. Mm-hmm. And then what I did was I wrote a book called Hidden Hell, and that launched my career. So Hidden Hell was about my father. It evolved into another book called Portraits of Service. And then National Geographic saw this Portrait of Service, which is very much like Veterans Voices, but wanted to have a National Geographic-inspired book. And that's what I am today. We created this Veteran Voices underneath the National Geographic brand. And it is a remarkable book.
Well, it's all about Veterans Voices, remarkable stories of heroism, sacrifice, and honor. Our conversation with Robert Miller continues, co-author of the book with Andrew Wakeford. He also authored Hidden Hell, Discovering My Father's POW Diary. We've got more from Robert Miller on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America.
This report is brought to you by Ragu Pasta Sauces. Cooking a delicious homemade meal for your family has never been easier, thanks to the new line of Ragu Homestyle Pasta Sauces. While it may sound daunting and time-consuming to prepare dinner after a long day at work, it doesn't have to be. To make cooking easier, Ragu has launched their new line of Ragu Homestyle Sauces that have a heartier texture and bolder flavor. The ingredients are peeled, chopped, and simmered to perfection. The result is a thicker and heartier sauce that hugs pasta perfectly, making it an easy choice for family meals. Even the most demanding home cook would be proud to serve new Ragu Homestyle sauces to their family, including Tamara Morey Housley, co-host of TV's The Real.
I'm a busy mom of two young children, but I make it a priority to set aside time to connect with my family over meals almost every day. And products like Ragu Homestyle Sauces help me do that easily.
If you're looking for summer meal inspiration, check out lifestyle influencer Honeysuckle's YouTube channel for delicious grilled chicken parmesan recipe.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
So speak life, speak life, to the dead and darkest night. Speak life, when the sun won't shine and you don't know why. Look into the eyes of the broken hearted. Watch them come alive as soon as you speak hope, you speak love, you speak.
Your program, Martinez Live.
Well, in the absence of fact, opinion rules, as we know. This is why we search for the truth no matter where it leads, because when it comes to making a choice and decisions, we want to do them based on the facts, right? That's when we find that the choices that we make are well-founded, and the results that we're looking for are more in our favor. Our conversation continues with Robert Miller, co-author of the book Veterans Voices, Remarkable Stories of Heroism, Sacrifice, and Honor. Robert, here it is. We've got two photojournalists in yourself and Andrew Wakeford, your co-author that you've done a couple of books with. And your book, you know, takes advantage of your giftings and talents by delivering to its readers intimate photographs, poignant stories. It has been described a heart-rending book that showcases the courage, heroics, and sacrifice of selected U.S. soldiers and veterans. I got to imagine the thousands and thousands of stories that you had to go through. You know, had it been difficult to edit some of these to figure out, okay, which would be the best stories to bring in, and will probably, undoubtedly, will lead to a volume two.
Well, that's exactly true. There's probably, for this book alone, close to 600 United States veterans were interviewed, and the vetting process is agonizing. You know, you try to take a subset and end up with 72 veterans to fill a book, and the choices were hard. You know, we have celebrities like Chuck Norris. We have everyday veterans off the street, people like Thomas Hudek, who served in World War II and became a prisoner of war, very much like my father. And then you have the Afghanistan, and you have the Iraq, and you have the different Kosovo. These conflicts, you have to understand and look at a subset of every one of these veterans deserves to be in this book, but only some can be. And it's all about the stories, and it's all about what we try to do is capture what it's like and capture the most unique stories that we could. Because a lot of people don't know, you know, they know about homeless United States veterans, male homeless veterans, but in the United States, there is also around 11,000 homeless female veterans for a variety of reasons. Right. And we have outlined two of those in this book. But these stories are all unique and all different. And I can drill down to a couple of them that are really special to me.
Well, I want you to do that. But before we do, I want people to appreciate, I mean, here it is in your particular case, and you shared your personal story about your father's hidden hell and his experience in a POW camp. And fortunately, you have a diary to read and get some connectivity with that and understanding. You know, as you say, your father was different. And I could say that most children of World War II vets found themselves in a similar situation. My dad was a medic in World War II and served in the European theater. And he was very reticent. I mean, we didn't have everyday conversation. We can talk about baseball day long. He was our baseball coach throughout all this time. And he was such a great dad, you know, in helping us and developing our character to be successful in life. But we heard very little about his World War II experiences. And he was involved in the Battle of the Bulge. So, you know, so you can only imagine the horrific experience as a medic that he went through. And just as I can only imagine, but, you know, you did get some reality with your dad's POW diary. But, you know, it's the general idea is with vets is they're reticent to talk about this. But when you get them talking, boy, the stories that come out are quite profound, aren't they?
Yes, they are. You know, it brings me to mind of a particular story that's always on my heart. Of course, all of them are, but this one stands out. His name is Jordan Lamka, and Jordan served in Afghanistan in 2012, but he had a twin brother, Todd, and both of those guys grew up together, best friends, best buddies, and when 9/11 happened, they both looked at each other and said, you know what, we're going to join the military. So what happened was is that Jordan, when he became of age and graduated from high school, joined the Army immediately. And then Todd decided that he wanted to go to West Point and went through West Point. And he was obviously in the military after West Point. So you have two identical twins serving, and they end up in different parts of Afghanistan. Ironically, they were serving, and their mom died unexpectedly, so they were not allowed to come out of battle until later, and they buried their mom. And then what happened is they went back, and ironically, one day, Todd was a leader, a squad patrol leader, and literally lost his life during his service. And obviously, Jordan was notified and was just devastated to find out that his brother, who he thought maybe was just injured, lost his life. And what's amazing about the whole story is that Jordan has really regained his drive. He's still in the Army. He still serves. And I have a picture of him in the book, and he was obviously crying when he was talking about his brother, and he's holding up his iPhone, and his brother is predominantly displayed on this iPhone, and the memory of him and how he's going to continue. It's heartbreaking. And this guy is so committed, and he carries this big scar around. And there's 72 other stories like this in this book.
Well, yeah, I mean, exactly. As you say, share some more with us. We got a couple more minutes left here.
Sure. We have another gentleman in the book who's Brian Forney. He was deployed in 2002 to 2005 in Southeast Asia in the Marines. And what's interesting about Brian is that he was on military, he was a helicopter pilot. He was on training mission, and he was landing his helicopter and balancing it off of a cliff for training purposes. And the wind blew the wrong way. Something happened. The rotor caught, and literally the helicopter went down with three other people in it. It became a fire hole, and literally Brian was trapped. And the others got out with injuries, and they couldn't find Brian, and they saw his actual arm sticking out of the fuselage. And Brian was feverishly looking, trying to get out, and the fire was approaching. Unfortunately, it started to engulf him, but one of the people that were on the ground was able to run towards him, and they found his boots on the other side, and they pulled, and they got him out. Well, Brian, unfortunately, was burned at 62% of his body. But Brian managed to survive and was immediately flown to stabilize to, I think, Hong Kong. And then they did the longest military evacuation route from Hong Kong all the way to San Antonio, Texas, to the burn unit. He almost died several times. But Brian is a fighter. He remembers through this time thinking about his wife and his three kids, and he would do anything to survive, and he has, but he is burnt. He has lost his part of his arm. He must wear braces for the rest of his life. His head's disfigured. But all through this whole thing, Brian carries a smile. And when I went to interview him and talk with him, I actually couldn't stop almost crying, because this guy had the greatest attitude out there. He wants to live. And he wants to continue serving, even though he will not be able to continue serving his country. But it's just another sacrifice that this guy has done along with others.
What a great story. The big takeaway, Robert Miller from Veterans Voices. What do you want people? We got about 30 seconds left.
I just want people to be able to read the book, take time, share it with their children, talk about veterans. And when you see a veteran on the street with their hat or their shirt, take a moment to say thank you to every one of them. Even if they don't look for it, it's great to acknowledge them, because they have made us who we are today, free.
Amen to that. Robert Miller, Veterans Voices, Remarkable Stories of Heroism, Sacrifice, and Honor, linked on our website.
Home Depot has a new idea. Free carpet installation, that means free carpet installation. Moving furniture out of the way, free. Ripping out the old carpet, no charge. Hauling it away won't cost you a penny, because the Home Depot has no hidden fees and no surprises. Just free carpet installation on purchases of $699 or more. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Not valid in all markets. Unique specialty items and requirements may be priced separately. Valid through July 27th.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Get the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You know, we've seen these crazy diets to lose weight, right? You know, some of us have tried many of them. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, our healthy body weight loss system simply saturates the body with nutrition, bringing down cravings. It's been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Sweating during a good workout at the gym is a release of all 90 essential nutrients, leading to a further deficiency, causing an even greater craving for carbs, sugars, and fats. Diet and exercise cannot curb appetite like saturation of mineral vitamins, amino acids, and essential fatty acids. Stop the weight gain cycle and lose weight the easy way with properly blended, specifically targeted nutrition. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Fighting cravings is a losing fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, that's 855-305-8326. 855-305-8326.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. It's Bill Martinez, as always. It's great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. And if you want to drop me an email, it's easy. NSA approved, I might add. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Well, as Americans take time to honor vets on Memorial Day, Goodwill continues its commitment to meet their specialized employment needs. Goodwill honors their service by providing veterans and military families with tailored job training and career and transitional services to help them find jobs as civilians and build their careers once their military service ends. Now, in 2013, the jobless rate for all vets was nearly 7%. For non-veterans, it was 6.4%. During this time, U.S. government reports also revealed that nearly 10% of post-9/11 era vets were experiencing unemployment. In 2015, the Bureau of Labor Statistics reported that the unemployment rate for American veterans fell to its lowest level in 7 years, which many economists attribute to an improving job market in conjunction with programs to put servicemen and women to work. The unemployment rate for all vets was 4.6% for 2015. Now, Goodwill Industries International received a $5 million grant from the Walmart Foundation in the spring of 2012, which enabled Goodwill to expand Operation Good Jobs, a program that helps veterans and their families find meaningful work and gain financial stability. Now, since the launch, Operation Good Jobs has successfully served more than 6,306 veterans and military family members across the country by providing the tools and resources they need to achieve their educational, career, and financial goals. Here with us right now to discuss this and give us some more details is Ruth Latoisson-Ifill. She's a Veterans and Military Families Program Manager with Goodwill Industries International. And Paul Cruz, Washington State Military Transition Council Project Manager with Washington State Department of Veterans Affairs. Paul served 15 years in the Army National Guard, used Operation Good Jobs to gain employment. Paul, we thank you for your service, for fighting the good fight on behalf of we the people, and thank you for coming on. And Ruth, thank you for coming on Bill Martinez Live as well.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Well, Paul, let me ask you, what did you do in the military, and how long did you serve, and what are you doing today?
I actually served as both an enlisted soldier as an officer for 20 years total, a few of that in the National Guard, but the majority of my time was active duty as an artillery officer. And currently I retired in November of last year from active duty as an artillery officer.
Mm-hmm. And Ruth, okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Paul. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, no, that's okay. Currently, I serve as, like you mentioned, the Washington State Department of Veterans Affairs as the project manager from the Military Transition Council. And essentially, my job is to help transitioning service members make that leap from transitioning out of the military, whichever branch of service they serve on, into the civilian job market.
You know, one of the things I've talked about on this show is, you know, a lot of these young kids, as they transition, some may serve, you know, a limited number of years, 3-4 years, but they have a limited experience and background, you know, to real life issues. It's one thing to be in the military and follow the rules of the military, but then you got to transition into civilian life. And, you know, I hadn't thought about this before, Paul, about the learning curve that these kids have to go through, and young men and women that they have to immediately go through upon release from the military assignments, right?
You are 100% correct, sir. I mean, as you can imagine, take myself for an example. Enlisted right out of high school, you know, went to college right after that. So my entire professional career, the first 20 plus years of my life, was the military. So that's all I knew. That's the culture that was embedded into my knowledge base and my system. So taking those skills that I learned, which are great skills, every service member has them, but translating that and articulating that into the civilian job market was absolutely a very huge learning curve, whether you're a young first-year term, whether it be from serving 1 to 4 years or a 26-year Army career. Understanding the differences between military decision-making process, which really means project management, things
exactly.
of that nature. It's taking the mm-hmm. skills that you have and articulating them.
Exactly. Well, Ruth, what do financial transition and reintegration services do for our vets?
Through Goodwill and Goodwill's Operation Good Jobs program, we really focus on serving the veteran and their households, and then we also focus on making sure that we're meeting the needs of our employers. So we treat our participants in Operation Good Jobs and our employers as customers. We sit down with our veterans like Paul, and we create an individualized career and financial plan where the veteran sits down with the case manager and outlines their goals, their career goals, and their financial goals. And so whether it's to get a car, to buy a house, to start a new job, making a certain wage, or if it's, you know, anything like getting a phone, we help them to outline those career and financial goals based on their desires. And then we work with our employers, and we look at labor market data to determine what careers and what industries are booming in the neighborhoods where our veterans live. And so, you know, it might be IT or healthcare or manufacturing, whatever that may be. And then we focus on those employers that are in those careers and in those industries. We talk to the employers. We develop our relationship with them so that way we can know sooner what their vacancy and hiring needs are. So with those two strategies merged together, we're able to place veterans in family-sustaining wages, we're able to place them in their career of choice, and we're able to place them in a long-term job, not just a quick one-off job.
Mm-hmm. Well, relative to what Ruth just said, Ted, what skills do most vets have that employers are looking for? I said Ted, I meant Paul. I'm sorry, Paul.
Oh, no, that's okay. So a lot of the skills that the employer look for, you know, again, it's those soft skills that you learn through the military. It's the leadership, the organizational development, the project management, so to speak, because at every level of the military, you're doing that when we do any type of operational training or deployed overseas, things of that nature. So it's those skills that a service member brings. It's the little things like, you know, being on time, being prompt. We're always told if you're on time, you're 15 minutes late in the military. So those kind of things, it's just hard to teach an individual or that they bring to the table, that a service member brings to the table, I should say, of years of just doing it, that discipline, that rigidness, that mission accomplishment that we are taught on a daily basis, where we train to standard, not to time, things of that nature, and that attitude that is ingrained from us from day one, whether you're an enlisted soldier or as an officer.
Mm-hmm. And enlistees and officers can be encouraged because, you know, just like you say, a simple thing about being to work on time. According to a U.S. labor study, 10% of the U.S. labor force comes to work on time. So you can be in the top 10% immediately just by showing up on time. I don't know if you were aware of that or not, but I find that to be an amazing, you know, an amazing statistic.
That is amazing.
Yeah, and veterans already have that as part of their culture and their upbringing, so they have a lot to offer. And this is what both you and Ruth are doing and encouraging vets that yes, you're transitioning, and it can be a little bit foreboding, Ruth. But you know, vets have a lot to offer here, and sometimes you just need to talk to somebody and get some good counsel, right?
Absolutely. We also think that you know, employers would do well to contact Goodwill if they're looking for veterans who are work ready, who are employment ready. They can find out more about the Goodwill program and our veteran services by going to goodwill.org or calling 1-800-GOODWILL. They'll find their nearest career center, and we'll help them to find the veteran that's right for their job.
Well, Paul, how did Operation Good Jobs help you, and did they provide job training or counseling?
Absolutely, yes. So Operation Good Jobs provided me with a lot of information in regards to resume writing, in regards to interview skill set, you know, things that service members kind of take for granted because we really don't do it a lot. I spent 20 years in the Army. It took me 20 years to write an actual resume that I had to use to get a job because we just don't do that in the military. We get a set of orders that says, you are going to X location and this is your job. So it's a cultural shift for us where we have to take what we've done and, again, articulate that on a document that says, this is why I am valuable. This is what skills I bring to the table. And Operation Good Jobs was phenomenal here in Washington doing that. They sit down with you, you get one-on-one counseling, you take a little survey, and it kind of helps you determine what path you want to go to, because believe it or not, just deciding what you want to do after the military is a significant emotional event.
Exactly.
Like, well, what do we do? I've known the military for 22 years.
Right. Now, well, we're all out of time, and I want to thank you both so much for coming on. Paul Cruz, Washington State Military Transition Council Project Manager, and
Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This report is brought to you by Kelley Blue Book. The expert editors from Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com, the vehicle valuation and information source trusted and relied upon by both consumers and the automotive industry, are naming the 2016 10 coolest new cars under $18,000. While many inexpensive cars are decidedly uncool, the world's auto manufacturers are putting more personality, distinction, and technology into their lower-priced offerings. Not only have affordable cars never looked so good, but they also have never been more filled with cool content. Two criteria, fun to drive and fun to own, are critical among the deciding factors of what the editors freely admit is a very subjective cool factor. The overarching number one criterion for a vehicle to place on this list. Micah Musio, Managing Editor of Video, Kelley Blue Book.
Cool sure has come a long way, and it's incredible to see all the amazing tech features and amenities you can get on an affordable car now compared to even just a few years ago.
For more information, visit KBB.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hey, we're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez as we pause and remember those that gave it all. And this is what Memorial Day 2016 is all about. Memorial Day isn't just today. It's every day. And with us right now, we're fortunate to have back with us Bernard Kerik. For thousands of New Yorkers, Bernie Kerik is known as simply the commish due to his leadership as New York City's 40th police commissioner and his successful transformation of crime fighting with his outside-the-box thinking. One thing in particular you may not know about Bernard Kerik is he's also a vet, having served with the U.S. Army in Korea as a member of the military police corps. Bernie Kerik, commissioner, good to have you with us. Thank you for your service in Korea on behalf of the freedoms that we enjoy today here in the United States of America.
Thank you, sir.
Well, Commissioner, I wanted to get your read on the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. After all the money and additional monies that we've invested, the stuff that's been coming out of the VA recently is disturbing, and especially when you consider, what the VA is there for, and it continues to fall short. What is your perspective on what's going on with the VA?
I think it's outrageous. I think there's a lack of leadership and management accountability. I think, these are problems that were highlighted by their inspector general and a number of other outside agencies that have looked at it, and it's been going on for years, and they still don't have it under control. You know, I was telling somebody last week, Bill, when I ran Rikers Island, New York City, one of the largest jail systems in the nation, I was mandated by a federal court. We had federal consent decrees that mandated that I have inmates see a doctor within a prescribed period of time. These are inmates in a jail system. How are we not doing the same thing for our veterans? How are we not ensuring that these men and women are not seeing physicians in a prescribed period of time? How are people not being held accountable? How is that not being accomplished in this day and age, especially after it's well known that it's just completely, there's this lackadaisical attitude within the VA?
Well, no doubt leadership has fallen short, and it is acceptable to accommodate this kind of incompetence, Commissioner.
Well, you know what? The Government Accountability Office and others have consistently said that there are problems. I don't know how that's physically possible. The commissioner recently, the director of the VA, recently secretary, recently made some kind of idiotic comment comparing the wait lines at the VA to Disney World or Disneyland or some amusement park.
Yes, exactly. Right.
That is the most ludicrous, outrageous thing I've ever heard. And I know he came back and apologized. I don't think his apology should be accepted. I think they need a leader that knows and understands the importance of taking care of our veterans and knows and understands leadership accountability and can get the job done.
Well, Bernard Carrick on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, sir, for your perspective. For more information, you can go to thecarrickgroup.com. That is Bernard Carrick's website. Our next guest, in looking and considering and effecting positive change at the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, is Ron Jeziorski. Ron, hopefully I did not butcher your name too badly.
You did a good job, Bill. It's, the I is silent. Jeziorski is the pronunciation.
Okay, Jeziorski. Okay, excellent. Well, Ron, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Of course, you're a graduate of Notre Dame, played on a 1966 national championship football team before serving as a U.S. Marine infantry officer in Vietnam, where you were wounded three times. You have experienced the system. What is your read on the VA hospital?
Yes, sir. And by the way, happy Memorial Day and Semper Fi to you.
Semper Fi,
as a former
yes.
Marine too, Bill. But I've been with the VA for 11 years in my treatments for various conditions, particularly heart or congestive heart failure, skin cancer, and total knee replacement. And my doctor, David Yao, there has been outstanding all the time. Now I can appreciate all the problems that are reported about the VA. It's a huge system, and I obviously think that all of our vets deserve better and more regular treatment, or I should say excellent treatment more regularly.
Mm-hmm.
But I give credit where credit is due. I think that I have not seen very many problems at the VA in Palo Alto, where I receive my treatments. And I was told when I got there that it was the crown jewel of the VA system. But I say all that because I know that there's so many problems, and my heart goes out to the Chase family, Suzanne, the wife of the young man who died, Doug Chase, because of non-response, from what I understand, from the VA. But on the other hand, it seems to me that it would be of value to the VA and vets if the leaders of the VA in Washington would look to the VA in Palo Alto for the things that they're doing so well. In my experience and estimation over the last 11 years, it seems like it would be reasonable for the top VA leadership to consult the Palo Alto VA director. I think her name is Lisa, and I don't remember the last name offhand, but to look to her for systems that are implemented to be regularly effective at the VA in Palo Alto.
Well, you know, Ron, to your point, and I've heard this from, you know, several vets. Yes, there's some, you know, crown jewels out there and people that are providing excellent service. And unfortunately, like anything, you get some bad apples along the way. But, you know, some of the things that concern me is when you have a systemic issue that is reflective of the operation in Palo Alto. It seems like that's a unique situation there. And good for you and good for all the vets that are being serviced. That's that gives other vets hope. So clearly they have the ability of doing it. It's just a matter of making it more of a system-wide, you know, program. Like you say, that you hear very rare exceptions where, you know, people are getting appointments 2 years after their death. I mean, you know, things like this are ridiculous, you know.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And Freeman is the name of the director in Palo Alto, by the way, Lisa Freeman. As I say,
right.
I think that there's a lot of things that are going on right, but they're not implemented across the board, and that's what
exactly.
seems so ridiculous to me. How could it be so inconsistent and so very bad for so many? It shouldn't be happening.
Right.
If it was across the board and I were here reporting terrible news to you, you know, and there were no good points of news, then it might make more sense. But it
it's the inconsistency. Exactly. Ron Zazorsky. Ron, thank you so much for being with us. Pat Lassiter is with us right now. Pat served in the U.S. Army as a medic from 1991-97, later was deployed in Kosovo in combat communications with the 1st Infantry Division in 1999. He became fully disabled due to back injuries sustained in Kosovo. Pat Lassiter, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Thank you. How are you, Bill?
Well, I'm doing fine. It's Memorial Day here in this country, a time to remember those that gave so much and paid the ultimate price. And you paid a big price as well, Pat, and we're grateful for your service. And because of what you and others like you have given of yourselves on behalf of the freedoms in this country, my prayer is that we not take these freedoms for granted.
Absolutely.
Now, you have a YouTube site, Dangerous Voice for Veterans and Military Service Members. I want you to tell us about that and your experience with the VA, because you've had direct experience.
Yes. Well, my YouTube channel is going to be, when it's launched in mid-July, is going to be a platform for veterans and military members and about the services and the policies and politics that go along with all of that. And hopefully it gives veterans and service members a voice so we can speak out to America and to Washington about the needs for betterment and to get the VA fixed.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we're hearing scattered reports, but every day, I mean, we hear reports, you know, monthly, but every day vets are going through the inefficiencies of the VA. And as we, you know, just finished up earlier with our earlier guest, it's not necessarily across the board, but it's enough. It gives you enough indication that, to get you to believe it's a systemic issue, isn't it, Pat?
Yes. Yes, it is. And I believe that the reports that come out are pretty much inaccurate. I think they're the way they talk about how well it's doing and the changes that are going are drastically inflated. Wait times have gotten worse. I know in my own personal experience at the clinic that I go to, they were in contract with a rehab center. And it went out of, they closed it. The Veterans Administration at that clinic knew ahead of time that they were going to close it. And when they did, they lost all the services they contracted out with for simple tests like a blood test, x-rays, everything. And for months, you couldn't get that done.
Well, here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Reports from three people have experienced the VA. Some good, some bad. Obviously, some of these systemic issues continue, and we'll continue to report on those. Pat Lassiter, thank you for being with us on Bill Martinez Live. Why do they dispense little colorful pills that restrict the production of stomach acid? Compromising digestion, leading further to malabsorption, leading even further to bone loss, and many other health complications. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, we support structure and function of digestion with a healthy body digestion pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. Healthy acid, healthy body. That's 855-305-8326.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.